B-Pod Studios.
It's the Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
So, when we began opening this wall nearly 2 hours ago, we had no real idea what we'd find inside. As it turns out, we haven't found very much.
Alrighty, it's time for the vault. As I put up this poll regarding the rack of ribs and potato chips, and it's up.
And the cheesesteak nacho pretzel dog. This way, that's your...
No, the pretzel dog moved on. I'm cool with the pretzel dog.
No, but it was such a wishy-washy...
No, the whole time...
I eat... Kari, like shut up and make the poll! What do you think this is? What, your Congress? I'm cuz Putin
sorry,
here.
Sorry, Czar cuz. I'll put it up again, and we'll get the same result.
That's fine. Then it's fair.
Well, what happens if it flips?
Shut up.
Let me ask you a question.
Are we doing
a series of three?
No.
This
is the poll of record.
Like a World Series
what
game
happens
seven?
Today and the next hour is the poll of record.
It's the poll of reckoning, more like it.
Open the vault. Shut up.
The vault's open. All right, so let's
fuck up, Judas.
Showing, you know, it's sad what happened with Rhys Hoskins yesterday. So I want to show some Rhys Hoskins love to start the vault. And I got some highlights from Rhys Hoskins and his career. And we'll start back in 2017 when we'll go with the first career home run from that Rhys Hoskins.
Wow.
Off of that Travis Wood.
Wow. Oh, that's bust out.
There's a high fly ball to deep left field. Way back there. It is gone. The first major league home run for Rhys Hoskins. And the Phillies take a 2-1 lead. You don't think his family isn't excited about that?
Wow.
Seemingly not so much with the silent treatment. Well done.
Give it some air. Fives to everybody.
But they are ecstatic for number 17, Rhys Hoskins.
Rhys Hoskins, what an incredible start to his career that rookie season. And then, of course, one of his most famous moments was the NLDS and the bat spike.
Spike it.
And again, a first pitch slider would concern me a little bit throwing to Hoskins if you're thinking along the lines of Darnold and his pitcher.
Fastball hit to left. It is long gone.
That is how you make a statement when you've been struggling. That's how you make a statement when you had a rough play in the infield. And that is what the Phillies were looking for in the top of their order to get going.
And the kind of moment Rhys Hoskins has been dreaming of having since he put a Phillies uniform on.
I mean, that place was just shaking.
Dude,
like, it was just rocking.
It was the greatest. But isn't it true? Could I make this statement?
Go ahead,
Smoltz. Vladimir Cuz.
Yes.
Smoltz is the best analyst in any sport.
Wow.
I like him better than Collinsworth.
Better than Troy?
Better than Troy. I love Troy, but I think I go Smoltz. Better than any of the NBA guys.
Van Gundy.
Yeah, dude. I want to spike Van Gundy.
I do. I like that broadcast.
I love the broadcast because I love Breen. I'm a Mark Jackson guy.
Mm, yeah, I mean, I guess so. I have all the national.
Like your Billy Packers and, you know, I'm trying to think. There's some great college. Herbie in college is great.
Well, yeah.
But I think.
Raph is great.
Yeah. Yeah, I was thinking Raph, but Billy Packer passed away.
It's a great question.
I think Smoltz is the best.
And I don't think he got enough love. I think there was a lot of people that thought, oh, he was rooting for the Braves a little bit too.
No.
I never heard that. Listen,
he doesn't do that.
I didn't get that one time. Yeah, I think you might be right. I mean,
knowledge, like, he's got great knowledge of the game.
Yeah, he was like Romo when Romo first came to the scene.
Right.
But pitching's different. You can always kind of get an idea of pitching.
And Smoltz understands everything. Like, the other night when he says...
It's the Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music.
Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
The Fanatic.
Baseball wins.
Yeah, this is.
It was a great line.
It was.
Yeah.
Dude, I think he's number one. Any analyst, John Smoltz.
He might be. I don't think you're crazy. The next round, Hoskins, this is why I keep on saying if it wasn't for Harper's magical home run, he wins the NLCS MVP. Here's that two home run game in game four.
Philly's looking for a quick response. Hoskins hammers the ball. Left center field. Reese Hoskins, redemption again. Deja vu for Reese Hoskins, and it's 4-2 just like that.
Well, you know, every teammate's happier for him than they are for themselves because of what he's been through mentally.
Represents the tying run here in the fifth on a 1-1 from Manaea. He cracks one in the air.
There's that swing he's so famous for and the feeling of one can only imagine.
Dude, that was, I mean, that sucks that he's out. That really sucks. And, you know, I like the guy too, so hopefully.
Yeah, I like Reese
too.
You know,
he's one of those, when he's gone,
I gotta tell you,
for him a little bit.
I got to tell you, I do feel, you know, I feel bad for him. I didn't like him.
Oh, yeah.
There was a lot of people, there was a lot of Reese hate,
yeah.
Which I didn't get. Like, listen. Obviously, a couple bad errors. I get it. And they were.
And the cold streaks were bad, but you also got the ridiculous hot streaks. Like crazy hot streaks.
And trade him. First of all, you were never going to trade him because he was in the last year of his deal.
Right.
I'm not saying you got to resign in the long-term deal, but there was no reason with a team that was going to be a World Series team.
Right.
Because now it's about trading money, trading contracts.
Yeah, exactly.
It's not about play. Like, oh, we're going to lose Reese. You're going to trade it. No, you got to win, and then you just replace the salary.
Yep.
And they do it with Turner. So that's kind of what it
exactly.
is.
Exactly. All right, this day in history, 1975, Ali versus Chuck Wepner.
Oh, the AO leader.
Slips a punch to his left. Oh, a vicious shot to the rib of Muhammad Ali, and what a surprise. Chuck Wepner gets to the body of Muhammad Ali. Muhammad Ali actually went down, a vicious right hand thrown by Wepner. Ali is now going to have to get off his punches and start to fight. This is no joke. Ali was surprised.
Ali knows he's in command. He knows he's in the lead. And again, Ali was knocked down in the ninth round. Since then, it's been no joking around for Muhammad Ali. He has tried to drop Wepner. There's a good combination. Wepner's ready to go. He's ready to go. Ali comes on. Wepner's staggering. He's out of his feet right now. There's the combination. Ali has his man in trouble. Wepner attempting to hang on viciously. He's trying to hang on. He's out on his feet. Ali punches him. The right hand off the left hook.
About it.
That was the Rocky story. You know that?
Oh, really? No.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. That's awesome.
You didn't know that?
No.
That was basically people think that Stallone got the idea for Rocky from that fight.
Oh, that's awesome.
Right? Like,
sure, I'll fight the fight.
You know, like here he is, Wepner. They call him the Bayonne Bleeder.
Yeah.
Like that. He was that kind of guy.
Oh, that's awesome.
There was a lot of comparisons between. You know, that whole situation.
See the beauty of the vault, the little history. Now, one more. This for our wrestling fans out there, Anthony. Today is the birthday of... I was never a big wrestling fan, but I did always like this guy. It's The Undertaker's birthday today, Ant.
Oh, really?
Let's take a listen.
Get ready to feel the wrath of a wrestling god!
Well, Jamie, what?
What the hell? That could only be one deep hole! The Undertaker's back!
I love that people love wrestling.
Yeah.
Sometimes I, no way, no way.
It is awesome, though.
It is awesome watching them do it.
Yeah.
Hearing it, just hearing it, you go, really?
So we're on the show, dude. We got it.
Right.
I got to tell you about this.
Right.
On Apple TV. We'll tell you about it coming up. In fact, we're going to have him back in. I'll tell you the whole story.
Nice.
But on Apple TV, there's a show about a real-life wrestling school. It's Cuz Radio.
We'll get back to the news desk.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.